you know, Maiden Diagonal was a great thrill for me to work on, because I came from North London and I loved the voices. That was a radio show. It was a Radio 4 show called Reunion. And I was dropping my kids off at school and this programme came up, and all those voices from the East End of London where I grew up, and I grew up with a lot of women around me, and I could just hear the fun in their voices talking about this strike in 1968 and how they basically went on strike because they had terrible conditions and they were not being paid like at the same rate as the men. But how much fun they had. And I just thought, wow, how strange that we could feel about a strike, which is a sort of, you know, comedic in a way, and yet it led to equal pay for women. How did that begin? And then finding the women, tracking them down and working with them and working with the writer on trying to make a movie out of that.
Well, that clearly is your strength as a producer.
That's
isn't
kind
it?
Of what I think.
Sniffing out an entire scenario.
Yeah, that was... And now, hopefully, we may be making a musical of it, which is great. So the whole story from a radio show, you know, or perhaps a book that you find or an idea someone has, and that you become a little bit like the play, like, as I was saying, Byzantium. Watching a play and thinking, well, it's not the play. I don't want to do this play, but I love the mother-daughter vampire thing. No one's done it in a Hammer film. Nobody's put that on screen yet.
The filmmakers didn't get former President Bush to talk on camera, but they did get Dick Cheney and a remarkable roster of witnesses on the Iraqi side, including General Raad Hamdani of the Republican Guard and members of the Iraqi Secret Service. Naomi Alderman, the Iraq war is still hotly debated, motives still hotly disputed. Is it too early to get a clearer sight of that history, do you think?
It did seem to me from this that in a way it is. I mean, it's a really beautifully done film, and we only saw the first part, and I'm excited to watch the next two parts and see what they've got. But the truth is that the major players are still very entrenched in their positions. You don't get a wobble out of Dick Cheney. You know, Tony Blair is still sort of saying, well, you know, I regret certain things, but broadly I think we did the right thing. It reminded me of, there was an episode of The Reunion with Sue McGregor recently about similar issues.
Well, it was about the Hutton report, I think, wasn't it?
Yes, and you had that similar feeling that the people are just still so entrenched in their positions that you cannot move them. They're just having the same arguments and doing the same defence of what they did over and over
again.
That's
the point, isn't it? That they're in a defensive... They're all in their trenches, and so they can't actually yet move to a new position.